USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A manhunt is underway in Georgia for an armed and dangerous suspect after authorities found two more bodies following Saturday's shooting death at the Pine Tree Country Club in Cobb County. A man drove onto the green of the 10th hole and was confronted by golf course leader Gene Siller. He was killed. The two others were found Sunday and included the owner of the truck. The suspect was described as 6'1" with long hair, wearing a white or light-colored shirt and dark work pants. President Biden on Sunday celebrated the United States' near independence from the coronavirus, stressing unity against it.
We're back traveling again. We're back seeing one another again. Businesses are opening and hiring again. We're seeing record job creation and record economic growth. The best in 4 decades, and I might add, the best in the world.
USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Crime is out of control in Northern California, and drastic measures are the result. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Theft and crime is so bad in areas that stores like Target and Walgreens are adding security and closing earlier. San Francisco is the fifth worst city in the nation for retail theft, says Rachel Michelin, president of the California Retailers Association.
We've seen other retailers close in San Francisco. I'm actually proud of the fact that they're trying to hold on and keep the stores open.
She tells KPIX-TV it comes down to safety.
The bottom line is, when these employees do not feel safe coming to work, that's when they have to take these drastic measures.
A spokesperson for Target says the reason they're closing their stores in San Francisco is because of shoplifting, saying, quote, for more than a month, we've been experiencing a significant and alarming rise in theft and security incidents. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
More National Guard troops are being sent to the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Dan Arafi from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Arkansas became the latest state to send its National Guard troops to the border last week, looking to boost the available manpower to deal with the migrant crisis. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says the response to the crisis should be a partnership between the states and federal government, but tells CNN that the states have had to step up under the current border policies.
When multiple states send additional resources down to support Texas and Arizona along the border, we hope that that has a beneficial impact. It ought to be coordinated with the federal government, and if that's not happening, then that's a shame. But we're going to try to do our part, because what's happening right now is disaster. It's a human tragedy, what we're seeing. With the change in policy coming out of the Biden administration.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Taliban's takeover through northern Afghanistan has gained further momentum with the capture of several districts from fleeing Afghan forces, 300 of whom who fled across the border to Tajikistan Saturday evening. The Taliban now controls roughly a third of all 421 districts in Afghanistan. Google has removed 9 Android apps from the Play Store, including one with millions of users, after they were discovered to be stealing users' Facebook login credentials. Discovered July 1st by malware analyst at Dr. Web, the apps described as stealer Trojans. The apps include Pip Photo with up to 5 million installs. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.